This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your opinion on David Stearns? Do you like David Stearns?
All right. I do. I'm a little hesitant to say that I'm in love with him because I still feel like he has that Milwaukee mindset. We're in New York. It's got to change a little bit. But that being said, I do trust him a lot.
David Stearns has a good track record. And David Stearns has been here for a brief period of time so that there's been some moves that have failed. There have been some moves that have worked. We haven't seen his prospect development yet because they've only had one draft. So there's a lot still to be written about David Stearns as the president of the New York Mets. But I asked you that question because I am going to read an email from one of our loyal listeners who literally hates David Stearns. And I find that fascinating because, again, we're a year plus into his tenure. In the 1 year he was here, the Mets stunningly went to the National League Championship Series and then followed that up. I know he doesn't get credit for this, but I'll just give you the facts. Followed that up by signing a generational offensive stud in Juan Soto. So I would say David Stearns in the early going has done a fairly good job. With that said, Zachary has his reason, so let's take a listen. Hi, Evan. With the Mets' recent signing of minor league pitcher Connor Overton, I now pronounce that the Mets season is Overton. That's so bad. Overton is just one of the many failed David Stearns cost-cutting signings. This team has holes in its rotation and bullpen, especially with Montes and Minter out. Why does everyone think David Stearns is some genius? Over the past two seasons, Stearns has signed guys like Andre Scrub, Dylan McCovey, Max Kranick, Julio Teheran, Tyler J, Ty Adcock, Zach Short, Joey Wendell, Eddie Alvarez, Pablo Reyes, Ben Gamel, Eddie Rosario, Vinny Natoli, Tyler Zuber, Cole Sulcer, Rylan Bannon, Matt Gage, etc. What do all of these guys have in common? They were never even brought up from AAA, or they were a net negative on the roster, and all of them were brought in as cheap substitutions for actual MLB players. To quote Albert Einstein, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. We need to stop praising David Stearns and hit the panic button. I don't expect Stearns to change his ways, but it's time for the fans to be tougher on him. Curious of your thoughts. I think what you did, and you left some out, by the way, because there were other moves or other players that he brought in that failed, like Adrian Hauser. We'll start with him. Maybe you don't include him because Tyrone Taylor's played well. I don't know. I think that while, yes, you made a list of players that they added, every team, I don't care if you're the Dodgers, the Yankees, the whoever, you're going to add a lot of guys to your 40-man roster, some of which are guys that you don't necessarily have high expectations for. We call it just throwing it against the wall. Like, I don't think he ever signed Julio Teheran thinking he was going to do anything. It was a desperation move because the Mets had no pitching depth last year. You know, I think when he claims Rylan Bannon off waivers, he's not thinking to himself, I just found the next Dan Uggla. So I don't think that list is fair at all. I think what we have to do is we have to look at the roster and say, are they good enough? The biggest question at the feet of David Stearns is this rotation. And it is completely fair to sit here in late February, point at it, and say, is that good enough? That's fair. It is fair to disagree with this team president on his philosophy around signing starting pitching. Totally fair. I disagree with him. Now, I don't think he's an idiot. I wouldn't be hitting the panic button, but I've said it numerous times here on the Rico. I would give a big money, long-term contract to a starting pitcher. I wouldn't do it with three guys. I disagree with the Yankees. It's funny how in this town we have such different philosophies. Like, would I feel comfortable having three guys in my rotation, as good as they are? Gerrit Cole's tremendous, Max Fried tremendous. Would I feel good about having three guys in their 30s signed to long-term deals making it? No. I disagree with the Yankees. But I also would like to have that one guy. I would go one. I wouldn't even go two. One guy I would take that risk on into their 30s if I deem that it's a smart risk. Now, maybe, and this is where I'll give David Stearns the slight benefit of the doubt, maybe he's looked at the free agents of the last 2 years and said, not the gamble I want to make. I don't trust Corbin Burns on a 6 or 7 year contract. I don't trust him. I see his velocities down a tick. I see his spin rates down a tick. Nope, not doing it. Same thing with Max Fried. Nope, not doing it. Maybe, and we'll find out as the years go on, like we have our judgments on what we think he's doing. And he always answers this by saying it's a case-by-case basis. So to his credit, he doesn't say as a firm rule of signing starting pitchers for over 30 to long-term deals. He says it's case-by-case. Well, maybe Dylan Cease is the case where he is willing to go long-term. I don't know. I guess we'll see next year, right? But as of right now, you know, two off seasons into David Stearns, I probably would be more aggressive at adding one starting pitcher that I look at and say, all right, I'm giving them big money, I'm giving them long-term, and I totally get the risk that's attached to it, but I would do it with one guy. I don't kill him yet because, A, it worked last year. And maybe that is the new strategy in baseball. I'm just going to sign guys to short-term deals. Now, there's a big bust factor to that. I think you're going to have to develop some arms, and they're clearly trying to do that with some of the arms in this system. Brandon Sproat, who I think will be up here at some point. Blade Tidwell, who's starting a spring training game on Monday. But I think it's definitely fair to look at this rotation, and we are going to go deep into it on our next Rico and say, hey, is that good enough? Completely fair. But to say he's a disaster, to say the season's over, to say stop praising him, look, he's been here for a year and a half. He deserves praise. He's not perfect. He's not going to be perfect. And you know where I give him a lot of credit? I give him credit that when he signed Joey Wendell and realized very early on, boy, this is not working, he had the balls to call up his billionaire owner, and he did, and say, all right, Steve, remember I told you to spend a few million dollars on Joey Wendell?
Yes, David.
Cut him. Like, I do think like a GM or team president deserves credit for that. Because just because you paid someone a lot of money doesn't mean you should run them out on the field when they are, in your words, a net negative. So I give him a little bit of credit for that, but he's not perfect. And I think what we'll do here, and we've done it all off season, and we'll certainly do it during the season, is be critical when it's deserved. But it'd be stupid to be critical just for the sake of being critical. You agree with that? Or do you think what's this guy's name? Hold on a second. Zachary is right.
Zachary.
That David Stearns is basically a douche. He didn't say that, but he was implying it.
Let me just say something. And again, I was very difficult and hard on David Stearns during this whole Pete Alonso process. And I understand why he does it, and I respect why he does it. The guy, again, like you said, brought the Mets to the playoffs last year with a team that we didn't think was all that good. We thought they were mediocre, but did a great job with that. We are on the cusp of doing something for the first time in the history of the New York Mets, and I'm very confident that they're going to succeed in that goal, and that's make the playoffs 3 out of 4 years. It's never happened before. Think about that. In 60-plus years of the New York Mets, they've gone back-to-back twice. That's basically what they've done. So we now have an opportunity to get more consistency in the playoffs, and because of that, you got to not praise the guy, but respect what he's doing.